Thank you, my brother. What a wonderful song. History, that's where we're living in 1918 when that song was written back during World War I. But someone had the ability to look ahead and saw that America was a great country. And God looked ahead. He's even looking now. And we appreciate the goodness of God allowing us to remain free in spite of all the battles that has raged, that are still raging. Not only the battles physically that would have harmed us and we would have been enslaved by the enemy, we would not have the Word of God today. We would not be able to assemble ourselves in church as we are. But God, not only World War I, but all the wars that have preceded and are still going on. We have a young serviceman with us this morning, Sean Wilkie. Sean, would you stand up, please? Active serviceman. Appreciate you, my brother, and men and women like you all across the globe that's fighting for freedom. But we have a Heavenly Father that's on the throne. And even though the battles are raging, have always raged ever since Cain killed Abel, seems like there's been this struggle of good versus evil, and there has been. Light, the light of God, and all the evils and darkness of the world. And the battle is still raging. Not only the physical battles for World War I, they did not have the ability to have the satellites and all the things they have today. But we've always had the Word of God. And it's because of the Word of God. There's a battle raging for the Word of God. And sometimes it's within the hearts of people. Sometimes His people. But let's look at the author this morning of the book and see what he says about the battle. The battle is raging. Turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Acts, chapter 12. We ended on this note few Sundays ago, talking about how Satan had fought. Christ was crucified. He was raised from the dead, ascended to the Father. Not without the comfort of the Holy Ghost. He said, if I go away, I won't leave you comfortless. I'll send the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost. And he came, the Pentecost. He indwelt those in the upper room. And today, when you and I get saved, we get saved by the Holy Ghost because He shines a light of glory on our lives, illuminates our heart, shows us in our heart that we're lost, but He doesn't leave us in that position. He shows us what Christ did at Calvary, and He helps us believe in thy heart, confess with thy mouth. I don't know how to tell you how to believe in your heart. I didn't even know how to believe in my heart. The Holy Ghost does that. And there's a battle raging because men, women, boys, and girls have fought that since the beginning of time. And there's still a battle raging over the things. But I want to look at that thought this morning in the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. The hindering causes overcome. All the hindering causes, and you can think of them. We could all take the rest of the morning and write down, and we could read them, and all the hindering causes there are against the Word of God increasing and multiplying, not only by saving lost souls, not only by accomplishing what heaven wants to accomplish, but he that lives within their heart, those that are saved, wants to increase us. He does this by letting us overcome all the hindering causes. We're going to see here that there are many and have been many hindering causes, but the overcomer, the hindering causes are overcome, no matter what they are. And we're going to look at 12:24, the book of Acts. We're going to see this wonderful passage, how God has in His precious word helped us, enabled us to overcome any adversity. It doesn't matter what Satan throws against us. The Word of God is quick and powerful. And He moves in their hearts. So in the 24th verse of chapter 12, but the Word of God grew and multiplied. because the wickedness of rulers was very severe in that day. Remember, Herod. There was Herod Agrippa, and then there was Herod the Great, and it seems like all the rulers, and even the rulers of a synagogue, and those religious leaders, they were not for the Word of God. So the Word of God increases and multiplies regardless of the state of the wickedness of rulers. And then we could go in America's past. We've had some great rulers, and God has prospered us. And there have been many rulers in America, as history tells us, that have been wicked, but it did not hinder the Word of God. And even today, you could point out people that's doing wrong and have done wrong. But let me give you the assurance from God's Word that no matter what the hindering causes of the rulers of the world or of America have done, are doing, or will do, it does not hinder, does not diminish the Word of God. Because remember, this verse of Scripture says, but the Word of God grew and multiplied. But, oh yes, Herod had locked up Peter, and James had been killed, and a lot of other people were being persecuted. But the Word of God kept growing and was multiplied. I want to dwell on that thought this morning. The battle is still raging, but the Word of God is sure and steadfast. And it will grow and multiply and help you and I overcome any obstacle. So we were faced with a future in America where the leaders don't believe in God, for the most part, true. But it doesn't hinder, it does not stop what God's wanting to do in your life and mine. That's comforting to me, to know that nothing can diminish or get down the Word of God increasing in your heart and mind. Saving lost souls. That's encouraging to me, because if you go to bed at night, you start thinking about all that's going on in the world, and you don't even have to linger very far in your thoughts till you understand that there's a lot of wickedness in high places. But rest assured, it doesn't diminish the Word of God. Not only that, but let's turn to Acts chapter 19 and verse 20. See, not only the rulers and the wickedness of rulers have come against them, will always come against the Word of God. Regardless of that, the hindering causes will be overcome by the Word of God. Not only the wickedness of rulers, but the wishes of the people. What the people think doesn't diminish or take away from what God wants to do and will do. In Acts chapter 19 and verse 20, read this precious word. So mightily grew the Word of God and prevailed. A lot of things have happened since chapter 12 that we just read about in verse 24. Yes, Peter was out of jail, and the Word of God was still being preached and proclaimed. But now a lot of other things have happened, even if we see in this particular chapter. And now Paul has been called, and he's out there witnessing in Asia. And everywhere he goes, there's these other gods, the goddess Diana, and the goddess that they said that came when Jupiter fell. Let's read some of that account. But rest assured that no matter what the wishes of people was, and no matter what the wishes of the people today are in general, the Word of God will still increase and multiply, always has and always will. And the Word says so mightily grew, not just partially, but mightily. In the 13th verse of this great chapter, then certain of the vagabond Jews, Exodus, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of Jesus Christ, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? See, there's a lot of people have and still are trying to do things in the name of Jesus. But unless the Lord is with them and in them, nothing's going to be accomplished. And even the evil spirit said, well, Jesus I know. Yeah, we know him. We try to put him to death, but he arose victoriously. And this Paul, He's been raising the Rukas too. Everywhere he goes, God blesses and anoints. We're familiar with him. Who are you? So is this today when people try to use the name of Jesus and their own means and increase their own name and go their own way. The devils aren't a bit afraid of that. They'll say, who are you? But when you go in the name of Jesus in your heart, edifying and glorifying the word of God. Remember what's going to grow and increase? Those times we read, the word of God grows magnificent and mightily is increased. You may not be increased, but the word of God in you will be increased. So we read the account that the wishes of the people don't have anything to do with what God does. He can overcome that. In verse 16, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of their house naked and wounded. What's going to happen when people go and their hearts aren't in it and they're going in their own name? You say, will they invoke the name of Jesus? People do that all the time. But you see, it's the word of God in you that does the bidding. It's the word of God that dwells within us, and the Spirit of God is within us. Not what you see, what you say and what you proclaim. It's God in you, the hope of glory. That's what's going to grow and multiply. And now these people were trying to do that, and you know what happened to them? They fled, wounded and naked. That's what God's going to do because his word is increased. The wishes of the people doesn't really matter because God will get glory to his name. No flesh will glory in his sight. He will see to that. He has proclaimed it in the word of God. Verse 17. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. The word of God we're talking about that was multiplied. The word of God is Jesus. And John says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among them. So Jesus is going to increase, and the word of God's going to increase and be multiplied, and people don't like it, and religion doesn't like it, never has liked it, but it will not diminish. It will not deter what God wants to do in every life. No hindering cause. And a lot of people have tried to proclaim their on their own and raise up. And even today, they're going around the country saying who they are. And they're misrepresenting God. I don't worry about it. He'll have the last laugh. And he'll have the last word. And his word will be increased. And all the people that misuse his name and try to do it in their own name, even invoke the name of Jesus, they'll just do like they did. They'll leave and they'll be naked and they will be wounded. But if God's in your heart, nothing can come against us. In verse 18, and many that believed came and confessed and shewed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Can you imagine they had all these books of and all these things of other gods? I wonder in the land today how many books have been written that magnify self over the word of God and all the false gods they are. But they'll all leave, and these were burned by fire because God's word will increase and Jesus' name will be increased. The hope of glory will be increased and multiplied, and everything that comes against that or tries to take credit for it will diminish. Remember, no hindering causes will overcome the word of God. But second of all, not only will the hindering causes be put down, but the hidden things will be revealed. Oh, yes, there's a lot of things that's being hid. God sees it. Man's trying to hide it. And man has hid it from others, of course, but men are trying to hide it within themselves. But God sees. What we have to do is learn that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, if you don't confess it, you try to overshadow it, and a lot of people say, I haven't done anything wrong. But we have to confess as Paul, oh, guilty man that I am. And God has increased every one of us, but only he gets the glory, not ourselves. And the next verse says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these were ended, Paul purposed in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. God is increasing Paul. It's not about Paul. He says, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. It's not about Paul anymore. He's wanting to go promote the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. But the question that every one of us have to ask ourselves, hopefully you'll do it this morning, even now. The life I'm now living, am I living it for Christ? Don't be like these people that were Exodus that thought they would cast out demons and do it in their own name. Oh, yeah, they would invoke the name of Jesus, but even a demon says, who are you? But if you have Christ dwelling in your heart, the word of God in you will increase and multiply. And the scripture says, mightily increase. Why? Because Paul was proclaiming and preaching Jesus. Was it about Paul? He had no desire. He did not know, and I believe the Lord never told him how great he would be recognized. But yet he did not want you and I to recognize him. He wanted you and I to see Christ in him, the hope of glory, Christ's word being multiplied, Christ's word being proclaimed. So God let him, allowed him, and gave the Spirit of God to write all these scriptures that you and I have. But thank God, Paul is one that said, I just want to work for Jesus. I want to go with Jesus. Doesn't matter. Yes, the world tries to put him down, cast in prison, shipwrecked, stone bruised. And if you and I go with the hope of glory, and we go in the name of Jesus, it will increase. On the other hand, if we do like a lot of people does, and I hope you and I aren't doing that, try to do it in our name. This is what I do. This is my church. No, it's not my church. Not your church. It's his church. He said, the church I build, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I'll build my church on myself. A lot of men have tried to build churches and works and books within their self, not going to accomplish anything. In the judgment, they will be like those extras that tried to cast out the demons. They'll be naked and they'll have to flee, and they will absolutely have to stand before the great God of glory. You and I have to realize that it's God's word that's going to increase. Well, there's a mighty battle going on for it, and we can't do much about that battle in the world between what religion's doing, that's up to God and them, but you can, and you are responsible for yourself, because every one of us, like those exorcists, they're responsible for their self. And you and I have to declare every day of our life, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Others aren't, and most won't. And they think, a lot of them think, if I go out and do all these things against Christ, it will have some effect. You know what's going to happen? But the word of God will grow and be increased and multiplied, regardless of what anyone, popular opinion, and all these things don't have anything to do with it. In Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. What churches were multiplied? Those that were walking in the fear of the Lord and after the precious Holy Ghost bidden. God multiplied them. You say, oh, I know churches that's growing in leaps and bounds in number. Praise God for that. But that's not the question God's looking at. Are they increased and multiplying in the precious word of God? Or are they doing it for the cause of Christ? He is the judge of that. And we know that all of our works will be tested. All of the things you and I think we do will go to glory, and it will be like a pile there, maybe. And we'll look upon it, and we'll think maybe all the things I've done. But Jesus will look at it with his wonderful eyes, and all that will be destroyed if we haven't done it in his name, for his sake, for his glory. Remember the text we just read? The ones that increased were walking in the Holy Ghost, and they were multiplied. Who multiplied them? Holy Ghost. The Word of God was multiplied. Then 1 Peter 1, chapter 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. To sanctification of the Spirit, and to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. He never says a thing about our works, our ways, our programs, our anything. In fact, the wishes of the people don't really want, because the wishes of the people don't correspond to the wishes of God most times. But if we go in the name of the Lord, 1 Peter says, we do it, and we're elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. And he is elected, he has saved us. And sanctification, he sanctifies us. Baptists don't use that word a lot, but I love that word. Sanctification, set apart. Not only did he save us, he cleans us up, he sets us apart for himself. And that reason is to let his word in us grow and multiply, so people see our good works and glorify God, because they know it's not us that does them. If we do those works in their name, they're going to burn. But if we do it for his glory, his honor, and his praise, he will multiply that. And then obedience and sprinkling of the blood. Oh, you can't take away the precious blood of Jesus. I love the songs we sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, cleansing blood, precious blood, holy blood. The blood of Jesus takes away all our sins. We magnify the blood of Jesus. We magnify his name, and he said, when we do and if we do, he will multiply and increase his word, and his word is going to have some accomplishments. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. I love it when God says he's going to multiply. You know, you and I say the word multiplied, and we really will. Yeah, 2 times 2 is 4, and 4 times 4 is 16. That's small. But when God uses the word multiply, check it out. Every time he uses it, great things have happened. And he promised the word of God will grow and multiply, not as you and I look at it, not just a small amount, but multiplication in God's eyes is far superior to anything we could do. So in 2 Peter 1, 2. Grace and peace be multiplied. Who's going to multiply it? The word of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing the word. Be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. How will we going to increase in the knowledge of God? Through the word of God. Through the Spirit of God. We read it. He helps us understand it. He helps us take it, apply it to our heart. He sanctifies us, gets rid of the sin, gets rid of the drugs. It's not like the gods they were worshiping in Ephesus. Those people did not want anything to do with the Word of God. In fact, if you read all of chapter 19 of the book of Acts, it said that there was a law in the land that they could not speak against the goddess Diana. And thank God we live in America. Thank God for Veterans Day. We honor them. We honor the God that has given us America. And I know the authorities don't like us today to preach about any other gods, but let me be very bold through the Word of God that anything or any person that's not going through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not going to heaven. Everything else is a false god. They couldn't say that in Ephesus, because if they did, there was a law against anything they might say against the goddess Diana. Great was the goddess Diana, they said. No, all those that worship Diana, the goddess, not Lord Jesus Christ, hundreds of years before, are now in the pits of hell screaming. They're wanting one drink of water, just a drop of water, as a rich man did. But there's no water in hell. But you and I today can boldly say, through the Word of God, that Jesus Christ, be glorified, to him be honor, to him be praise. And we can declare that only he is worthy. Everything else is a false god, no matter who it is or what it is. If it's not Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the only begotten of God, the Son of God, then it's of no avail. There's only one door to heaven. That's Jesus Christ is a door. So he said, if we worship him, adore him, and lift up his name, grace and peace, he'll multiply in our hearts, in our lives, when we give him honor and praise and glory. In closing, Jude verifies it in Jude verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 2. Mercy unto you. Not only we have the assurance of peace and the love of God, but now mercy. Boy, do we ever need the mercy of God. None of us this morning could raise your hand and say, I've done everything I know to do. In fact, we probably should raise your hand and say, be merciful to me, God, because I was a sinner, but you came to me and you told me I was lost. The Word of God taught me that. The Spirit of God hovered over me and birthed me into the family of God. And now he says, grace, peace, and mercy be unto you. And let it be multiplied. Anything we do in the name of Jesus for his glory and not our own, and preaching and teaching the Word of God that Jesus only saves, Jesus only redeems. He is God incarnate, and we magnify his name, his word. And that's why he has given us a country, because we have a freedom to do so. You couldn't preach this message in many countries in the world. You'd be just like they were in Ephesus in those days. You'd be locked up and never get out. But thank God for the freedom. You know why we have that freedom? Of course, it's because of goodness of God. But God gave us men and women like you that was willing to serve in their military. That was, many of them went to Congress and was the president that passed laws that we still have the Constitution of the United States of America. And God has given us the freedom we have. It's not anyone but him through pilgrims and strangers in this world passing through. And God has given us today a military that proclaims that America is free. Once we lose that freedom, if we lose that freedom, then the pulpits of America will be shut down. Oh, they'll still be open, all right, proclaiming what thus saith man, but only what saith God is going to do any good. Remember Jude, mercy, peace be multiplied. God wants to multiply it in your life and your heart. Would you stand this morning, your heads are bowed. I'm going to pray this morning. Someone play, come to the piano, organ, play whatever God puts on your heart. And as I'm praying, God put in your heart this morning, you need that mercy of God? Sure you do. What a foolish question to say we don't need the mercy of God. Mercy of God, when we're not deserving, he wants to give us mercy. Peace. He wants to multiply it in our life through the Word of God. Man doesn't like it, but regardless of the wishes of the people, regardless of the wickedness in high places, nothing can deter, nothing can defeat, nothing can slow down God moving in your life and heart, multiplying what you do for him, gives him honor and glory. We need that this morning, and God has plenty to give. Altar is open if you'll come, bow your head, and give him honor and praise. Say, I want to be a participant of the mercy and grace of God. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, you've never bowed and surrendered, Holy Ghost is hovering over you, convicting you of your sin, showing you that you're lost and undone. Apostle Paul, as Saul, had to learn that, and every individual does. Because we want him to be magnified, honored. The wishes of the people in general don't like it. The wickedness in high places try to come against it. But let God, through the Holy Ghost, speak to your hearts and let us realize, yes, we have a strong military, but the only reason it's strong is because the God of the Word has given us that ability to be free so we can honor and praise Him. Take that away and we're nothing. And I know how to keep it. Keep honoring Him as a nation, as churches, as individuals. You want to know how to have peace in your heart? The Word of God. Peace in your family? The Word of God. He'll multiply it. He'll increase it. Because every time it's mission, Word of God, He multiplies. He increases. Lord Jesus, You see our hearts. You know everything about us. Lord, in the Word of God, the long history, many people's tried without You. They have failed. Miserable. And misery. But Lord, all those that have come through the blood, recognizing You, trusting You, believing in You, wanting You to get the glory. You have multiplied and increased. And I pray, Heavenly Father God, that we will come to that repentant state, realizing that though our sins be as scarlet, the precious blood of Jesus can take away every sin and multiply the goodness of God and the peace of God and the mercy of God in their hearts. Only through Your Word, only through Your grace. We love You and we thank You. Thank You for this nation You have given us. Let us be strong in You. If we're strong in You, we'll have a strong nation. Lord, I pray for our leaders. I pray for those, Lord, that would try to tear down and destroy the things of God. I pray that they will be brought to the place where they'll understand and realize that they're lost and they're suffering and they're going to flee into eternity naked, and they're going to be without Christ Jesus, and they're going to have to stand before You. So help them this day while they're still living to repent and acknowledge You. Thank You, Father, for this service. Songs of Zion, the Word of God. Help us, Lord, to do Your will. Forgive our sins, mistakes, and failures. Cause us to be more like You in the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. In the bulletin.